USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rules governing a possible impeachment of President Trump approved by the democratically controlled House Judiciary Panel. A party-line vote essentially setting parameters for how the committee would handle the impeachment proceedings. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler chairs the panel.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
New Jersey could become the first state of the nation to ban vaping. The Senate president there is saying he will propose legislation that would phase out all vaping products. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls will be debating tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden taking center stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side. And then there will be the 7 other hopefuls. Robbie Mook was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
I think everybody has something to steal from each other. Biden's got to keep people at bay. Bernie needs to steal people from Warren and Biden.
Yeah.
To go on offense and grow. Biden needs to steal from both of them.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Business leaders demanding Congress take action on gun violence as the CEOs of 145 major companies have signed a letter saying that, quote, doing nothing about America's gun violence crisis is unacceptable. The letter is addressed to the U.S. Senate, pushing for a bill on background checks for all gun sales, also pleading for more red flag laws. You can keep up with us online by visiting usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
We told you moments ago that some CEOs have written to the U.S. Senate urging action on gun control legislation. Well, today President Trump is to get a briefing at the White House on some of what Congress is considering in that area. His top advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says he's open to several ideas, including the extension of red flag laws that would keep guns out of the hands of those who may pose a threat to themselves or others.
We're looking at some of these risk protection orders. Some people call them red flags. With some tweaks, those could work. The president is very focused on mental health.
A new report says more than 8.7 million acres burned because of wildfires across the nation last year. And a new report says California, again, faces the biggest risk of wildfires. The report says 776,000 homes are at extreme risk of being burned. No state is completely free from the threat of wildfires, but the 13 western states have the most risk. The L.A., Riverside, and San Diego metro areas ranking as the top 3 high-risk areas. More than 42% of residences at high to extreme wildfire risk in those areas. And among the latest nominees for the 2019 Toy Hall of Fame class, Jenga, Care Bears, Matchbox Cars, and My Little Pony. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.